In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Joyous feast day.
Joyous.
We have come to the feast, the holy day of the presentation of our Lord Jesus Christ in the temple. This is another one of those obedience days for our Lord. Just as the day of his circumcision, remembered on January 1st, was a day in which he, being God in the flesh, still chose to be obedient to the prescriptions of the law of Israel, so that he was brought by his parents on the eighth day for circumcision. On the 40th day, as a firstborn male child of Israel, he would be dedicated to the Lord's service and brought on this 40th day for that dedication. And so the first example to us is this faithfulness that he, who is the giver of the law, is obedient to the law once more on this 40th day after his birth. And this day does indeed complete the nativity season and cycle at its fullness. But when we look at this practice of the 8th day and the 40th day, we might readily say, well, that was for the Jews to do, and that's no longer our requirement as Christians living in the New Israel, in the Church of God, of the new people of God, of the New Testament. But there's something to be learned from their faithfulness. The faithfulness in doing, the faithfulness in practice, in keeping the guidelines and the prescriptions and the commandments of the law. Not only for Most Holy Theotokos and Saint Joseph and our Lord himself to fulfill these days, but there was Simeon and Anna in their old age, faithfully being with God in the temple. It's said of the prophetess Anna that she was there with prayers and fastings day and night, faithful to the Lord, obedient to their walk with God as it was understood, because indeed Judaism was the true faith. It was the true revelation of God until the new revelation of God in Jesus Christ. And so they were faithfully serving the true God in the true ways that they knew, that were given to them to fulfill. When people come into the church, they of course will often, or even people that family members and friends of members of the church will ask, well, why do you do this? Why do you do that? Why do you fast? I mean, very few will ask, why do you pray? But the answer for many of these spiritual activities is, I can't really explain it to you unless you do it yourself. I can't tell you why you fast. You can't really know why you fast unless you fast too. Then you'll know. Then blessings and fulfillments and satisfactions from having sacrificed, from having given, from having offered yourself will come through in the doing. Why do you pray? What's the good of praying? Well, if you will pray, you'll receive the consolation and the sense of peace and the sense of communion and connectedness to God that you can't be given just by talking about it or just by explaining what the purpose of it is in an academic way. So there's learning by doing. There's blessings in the fulfillment of keeping what God has given to his people, first to the Jews and now to the Christians. There's a wisdom, an inner wisdom in those obediences, in that faithfulness, in keeping the law, in following orders, in doing what's asked of you. If nothing else, to learn to deny yourself, to cut your own will, to say no to yourself, to take up your cross and follow Christ, and to push yourself beyond what you think you're able to do. There's no question that God has given first to the Jews and to the Christians in the original church, which is the Orthodox Church, things to do which are challenging, which push ourselves beyond our comfort level, which require things of us we'd prefer not to. But God forbid we should have a religion shaped in our image. God forbid we should have the laws and precepts of our own desires, of what we think is best for us. It wouldn't amount to much. It wouldn't achieve much in terms of the transformation of our soul. Let us rejoice and be glad in this feast day, in this vision of the faithfulness of Simeon and Anna, and of the most holy parents of our Lord, and of his humility in all things, being brought to the temple to be dedicated to the Lord. He who is the very Son of God by nature didn't need to be dedicated to the Lord by any means. He was holy to the Lord from all eternity. He was and is the holy Lord of God, the wisdom of God, and Word of God. But he submitted to that. He gave us an example of faithfulness, of obedience, and of trusting that if we are faithful and will be obedient, we will learn in the practice thereof and in the doing, and will receive the blessings that God has in store for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and a joyous feast day.